This is a Civitas Legislative Minute. The Senate budget cuts taxes across the board on personal income. There is also a new tax exemption for small businesses up to $50,000. One of the chief budget writers, Republican Senator Bob Rucho, told a press conference those would help create thousands of jobs. The Senate version spends more on public schools than the House plan. It would increase the number of teachers in grades 1 through 3 to reduce class size. At the same time, the senators would develop a program to base teacher pay on performance, not seniority. There is also a provision in the Senate spending plan to extend unemployment benefits for those who have been unemployed for 79 weeks. Republican Senate President Pro Tem Phil Berger noted the governor has already hinted she may not like the Senate version. That statement came out before the budget was released. The Senate budget would also consolidate the Departments of Correction, Crime Control and Public Safety, and Juvenile Justice, just as the House version did. Both budgets would also combine oversight for ethics and elections. The first of two votes is scheduled for Tuesday on the Senate floor. That's the Civitas Legislative Minute. I'm Matt Willoughby.